Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Fine summer day, and some of you are having an asthma attack. Today's story, I'm going to start with a four-year-old girl named Leah. Leah is 4 years old, and her bronchioles are so closed that she's on oral steroids. This is not just simply prednisone. These are large infusions of oral and liquid steroids on top of the oral steroids to keep those bronchioles open, to combat what we're seeing in the papers all the time as an ever-pressing issue in American culture. That is these asthma attacks, adult-onset asthma, child-onset asthma, all over the place, increasing at an alarming tendency, along with food allergies. Time magazine, every couple of months, an article on the overwhelming incidence of food allergies in the American population today. I want to get you guys to a deeper than pharmaceutical level understanding. I want to get you to a deeper than herbal level of understanding. And again, this is the theme of the show. If you're taking herbal supplements and they work for you, bravo. But if you constitute the many people who take herbs and don't find that the herbs are working for you, it's because there's deeper levels of understanding that would allow you to use those herbs correctly. Sometimes you just can't purchase herbs off a radio show. You've got to dig deeper into your physiology so you learn your body. You learn that your body's the temple that you knew it was, and then you can apply herbal therapy in a far more effective way. So, underlying theme to the show, giving birth to, again, the Medici Institute for Nutritional Education. We've got about 10 spaces left. We're going to go on to our third class on September 9th. If you're interested in getting to the root cause of your body, just understand it takes more education. So let's understand Leah. How do we understand a four-year-old girl brought into the world suffering for 4 years now with asthma, getting worse and worse, so serious that she's got to succumb to the use of the steroids, which have horrid side effects, and we'll get into that later. The first question you're going to ask yourself is, was she born cesarean? Now, what's the link? And again, a link you're not going to hear between asthma and C-sec births. Is it when you come down the vaginal canal in a normal vaginal birth, when you come down the vaginal canal, you're actually being inoculated by your mom's bacteria? The bacteria in the vaginal canal prime the baby's immune system to start reacting to defending itself against invaders from the outside. That's exactly the inoculation you need when months or years later, you have to defend yourself internally against bad air and food that you have a problem digesting. So first of all, we get our immune system primed in a normal childbirth. Now, when you go cesarean, you don't trigger that immune response. So you miss your early inoculation. There's the first one. The second one, if a child has birth trauma, if that child, so we're thinking about Leah now and why she'd have this, I'd be thinking, has she had birth trauma? Meaning, during the birth, was there some sort of emergency situation? Was the labor hours upon hours instead of a good 20-minute, 40-minute, 1 hour, 2 hour birth? Was Leah locked in the mom's birth canal for 5 hours, for 6 hours? Was it an emergency cesarean after that? Now, you have to understand, We've overlooked something about embryos. We've overlooked something about kids in gestation, and that is that they are living, dynamic, thinking organisms. They're understanding their process. Because your baby is not fully developed and in its third month or fourth month or fifth month, where barely it's developed, is not to say that it's not understanding its environment. And right up to the ninth month, if there's trauma of any sort, if the mom's undergoing emotional trauma, if the mom is having thoughts about the birth, thoughts about the marriage, thoughts about anything that's got an undertone of anxiety to it, the child in utero is picking all of this up. And this can have unbelievable repercussions to the development of asthma and food allergies, which we'll get into later. So right from the beginning, if that child in utero and during the birthing is coming into a world fighting something, fighting for its life against the emotion in development, fighting for its life against the physical trauma of birth, the child will shift, and I hope you're familiar with this term now, into a sympathetic dominant state, meaning its ability to relax itself, its ability to be rocked to sleep in the uterus of the mom, will be dominated and overcome by the stress response. Stress brings constriction to the bronchioles. The long-term effect of traumatic stress will bring constriction to the child's bronchioles. And so this is a pattern then that gets set up right from the beginning. So look at that birth on two levels. Are you inoculated down the vaginal canal? And secondarily, are you receiving the type of fertile, nutrifying environment as you gestate over 9 months and into your first early years? Or is the overtone of it and the undertone psychological or physical trauma? Here's a third one. A third thing you ask yourself about a child, and many children suffer from this, is the breastfeeding event. First of all, were you breastfed? Did your mom run out of milk because you were the last one? Did you accidentally bite the nipple and the mom decided not to do it anymore? Did your mom have some, you know, years ago we all had these notions that it wasn't good to breastfeed our kids. We were told by the heads in the medical associations that we didn't need to do that and we could feed our kids formula. Were you a birth that still suffered from that mentality? Or, and this is more important, was the breast milk contaminated? So let's look at breast milk. Breast milk is going to contain different chemicals in it that will stimulate the growth of the good bacteria in the intestinal tract. And that good probiotic bacteria will produce a multitude of anti-inflammatory chemicals. It will produce a multitude of chemicals across the board. Cancer and good flora in the gut go hand in hand. But we don't want to get to that. We're just going to simply talk about the anti-inflammatory effect, mediating the stress response, deeply related to the number and diversity and viability of the good flora, which is set as a seed by the mother's milk, especially the colostrum in the first 3 or 4 days. To be denied that is to be denied the probiotic system, which is to be denied top-notch anti-inflammatory immunity. To be denied birth through the vaginal canal is not to be inoculated. To be denied a easy, traumatic-free, anxiety-free birth is to put the body into the stress response. And then the topper. I'm going to tell a story about the Eskimos. The Eskimos traditionally, whether it was north of Finland, northern Canada, northern Russia, the Eskimos traditionally amongst the healthiest people the planet has ever known. No incidences of cancer, no incidences of heart disease, no incidences of tooth decay. Eating 2 pounds a day of animal protein, often raw, or fat, always saturated and often just absolutely unheated, just raw, saturated fat, no incidence of heart disease. These Eskimos traditionally gave birth to the healthiest kids the world has ever known. And today, they suffer at alarming rates, and this is the point, from neurological defects, mental retardation in different types of neurological defects. So it's not a cardiovascular problem today. It's a neurological one that these Eskimo kids are suffering from. The question is why? And the answer is the mom's breast milk is toxic. And why would a woman's breast milk be toxic? You would think that a mom is purifying her body so that the milk that the child ingests is clean, and yet it's actually the opposite. The mom uses breast milk to excrete her poison. Most people don't know that. Most people don't know that if you're down in the industrial parts, even of Los Angeles, and you analyze chemically the breast milk coming out of your average mother in Los Angeles today by toxic sites like the LA port or like the oil fields, you're going to be looking at titers, amount of chemicals that your baby cannot handle, that its immune system will trigger a response to, and that immune inflammatory, pro-inflammatory response will drive in asthma, a constriction in the bronchioles so that the child goes into potentially respiratory arrest, and that can be fatal. And if it is, be glad you have those steroids. Keep in mind, we're going to talk about steroids in a moment. Those steroids are life-saving in the acute phase. We see it all the time when firemen fight the fires and do the good deed, and they breathe in smoke that's been vaporized from burning bushes, say like poison ivy, sumac, etc. Once that smoke gets into the lungs, an inflammatory response begins and the bronchioles shut down. And that is a life-threatening moment to which we are glad that we have large dosages of liquid and oral steroids, anti-inflammatories, to open up the bronchioles. The acute use of a steroid is recommended. How could you look at that any differently? But the chronic use, the long-term use, and we'll get into this, of the chronic steroid is what we really have to take a look at. So, how do we look at Leah then? How do you look at your child? And again, Leah's 4. When Leah's 12, it'll be the same thing. When Leah's 25 or 30, she's going to be dealing with these factors. Asthma starts at birth, and this is my point. So why are we doing long-term cortisol? Why are we on inhalers? Why are we even looking for the magic herb? There's another myth, the magic herb. We can list herb after herb after herb that will help open up and dilate the bronchioles. And it's not that that's a bad thing, but it's not curative. And again, this is sort of the point. You have to understand what's behind it. If you're 10 years old, if you're 20 years old, if you're 30 years old, if you're 60 years old, and you're still on inhalers, wait till we get to the side effects. But more than that, if you're interested in cure, you got to understand root. So right there, there's a perspective for you. To understand asthma and not to look at the nature of the birth, a tremendous mistake. Number one, are you inoculated through a vaginal birth? And if you're born C-sect, you haven't been. Number two, did you suffer stress in gestation? Was the mom really glad she was having the child? And lots of moms doubt that process over 9 months. Was she really in love with the prospective father? Was the father abusive to the mother verbally and often physically? And these things do happen. And that infant in utero is picking up every single bit of this, and any kind of trauma, physical or emotional, that child shifts into its sympathetic dominant state, meaning its bronchioles close in response to its physical or psychological trauma. Was the child breastfed to begin the probiotic base? And if the child was breastfed, was the milk toxic? 4 ways that you look at asthma. Now, let's get into the steroid, the use of the steroid. Not just for asthma, but for everything, because steroids are used for everything. We use steroids on asthma. We use it on chronic sports injuries. Anytime you have a rash, you go to the doctor doesn't know really what the root cause of the rash is, and immediately you're putting on a steroid cream, or if it's worse than that, if it's linked to an autoimmune disease, you're on a steroidal anti-inflammatory. If you've got Crohn's disease, if you've got ulcerative colitis, if you've got an autoimmune problem like rheumatoid, like lupus, if you've got polymyalgia rheumatica, if you've got multiple sclerosis.